The Jerusalem Conference. Some men from the region of Judea went to Antioch and began to teach the brothers that unless they were circumcised according to the custom that Moses had prescribed, they could not be saved. A sharp disagreement and dispute arose between Paul and Barnabas on one side and these brothers on the other side. So the group of believers decided to send Paul and Barnabas and some others from among them to Jerusalem to discuss this issue with the apostles and elders. After the believers had sent them off, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, giving a report about the conversion of the Gentiles. And so they brought great joy to all the believers. When they arrived in Jerusalem, the believers, the apostles, and the elders received them. They informed them about everything our Lord had done through them. But some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said that the foreigners who believe must be circumcised and that we should require them to comply with the law of Moses. So the apostles and elders met together to look into this matter. After a great deal of discussion, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you know that some time ago God chose me from among you to convey the message of the gospel to the Gentiles, and they heard and believed. Furthermore, God, who knows what is in people's hearts, showed that he accepted them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. He did not discriminate between us and them, for through faith he cleansed their hearts. So why are you challenging God now by putting on the disciples a heavy burden that our forefathers were too weak to bear, and that we ourselves have been too weak to bear? For we ourselves believe that it is through the blessing of our Lord Jesus that we are saved, just as they themselves are saved as well." The whole group became silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about all the miraculous signs and wonders which God had done through them among the Gentiles. When they had finished talking, James continued the conversation, saying, "Brothers, listen to me. Simon has informed us how God cared about the other ethnic groups from the very beginning, taking from among them a community for himself. What the prophets have said agree with this. For the scriptures say, 'After this, I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. I will reconstruct its ruins and set it up. And then the rest of humankind will seek the Lord, namely all the ethnic groups who belong to me.' The Lord says this, and he makes these things come true. For he has known them for an eternity. Therefore, I see that it's not necessary for us to make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write to them and tell them to abstain from food that is defiled by idols, from extramarital sex, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For the Torah of Moses has those who proclaim it in every city since ancient times, and the people read it in the houses of worship every Saturday." A message from the conference. Then the apostles and elders, together with the rest of the believers, decided to choose two men from among them and send them with Paul and Barnabas to Antioch. They chose Judas, who was known by the name of Barsabbas, and Silas, two men who were considered leaders among the brothers. They sent this message with them: "From your brothers, the apostles and elders, to the Gentile believers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. We have heard that some people from among us have gone without our permission, and they have upset you and troubled your thoughts by what they said. So we all agreed to choose two men to send to you, along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, two men who have risked their lives for the sake of the name Jesus, the Messiah, our Lord. They are Judas and Silas. We are sending them to convey to you verbally what we are writing here. For the Holy Spirit, and we as well, have seen that we should not burden you with anything more than this: to abstain from food offered to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from extramarital sex. If you avoid these, you will do well. Best regards." The men set off and went down to Antioch, where they gathered the believers together and delivered the message to them. So they read it and were happy with the encouragement in it. Judas and Silas were both prophets, and they said many things that encouraged the brothers and strengthened them. After they spent some time there, the brothers sent them off in peace to return to Antioch to those who had sent them. As for Paul and Barnabas, they stayed in Antioch, teaching and proclaiming the message of the Messiah together with many other people as well. Disagreement between Paul and Barnabas. After a period of time, Paul said to Barnabas, "Come, let's go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we proclaim the message of the Messiah to see how they are doing." Barnabas wanted to take along with him John, who was known by the name of Mark, but Paul saw that it would not be fitting to take him along since he had deserted them in Pamphylia and not completed the ministry with them. A strong disagreement took place between them, such that they separated from one another. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus. As for Paul, he chose Silas. The brothers sent him off, entrusting him to God's care, and so he went. He traveled in Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the believers.